focus on a struggle that is one of the most common struggles that any Ben Torah deals with. From the age of 15 to 50, anybody who denies that he struggles with Shmiras Einayim is not being honest with themselves. Torah Kedoshah describes, we say it in Kriya Shema, Loisa Suru Achre Levavchem Vachre Einechem. You shouldn't follow your heart and your eyes. Says Rashi HaKadosh. What does Rashi say? Ha'ayin Roeh, the eye sees. Va'alev Chomeid, and the heart desires. Va'aguf Oisa Averis, and the body does Averos. Our eyes are the first line of the battle, and chas v'chalila, if we fail, the next step is the lev, and then the guf does averos. Wait a second. Let's look at the pasuk again. V'loy sasuru achare levavchem v'achare einechem. The Torah Kedoshah doesn't seem to be consistent with the Rashi that's coming to explain the pasuk. The Torah doesn't have in that order. The Torah does not say, V'losa suru achare einechem v'achare levavchem. Rashi said, Ha'ayin roe, ha'lev chomei v'gufosa averos. Which one is it? What's the first line of the battle? Is it the lev? Or is it the einayim? They tell a story about the Abarbanel. The Abarbanel was having a debate with a priest, and the priest said, my understanding of the way the world works is you could program anybody to be anything. It's a well-known mashal. The priest actually went along, he gathered a few what we would call behavioral psychologists, and he invited the Abarbanel to a banquet, and at the banquet he had cats as the waiters, as the maitre d', everything. There were cats who were serving this whole beautiful banquet to the Abarbanel. He said, you see, there's no real religious intuition. I could train someone to pray. I could also train a cat to serve. As the mashal goes, this is it's hard to verify whether this legend happened or not, but the Abarbanel took out a mouse from his pocket, and when he took out the mouse, all of a sudden, the cats again became cats. Rabosai, the Teirutz to the Kasha is the following. The struggle with the Yetzirah of Shmiras Einayim, the Torah Kedoshah starts really from the heart. It's true. When we go on the subway, the first thing that we struggle with when we go outside for Shmiras Einayim, the first thing we struggle with is the eyes. But where the heart is, where the pnimius is, that's going to define whether we're going to be successful in that battle. So Chazal and Rashi are describing Hayin Roa Lev Chomed Vagufos Averos. That's what happens. That's the pu'ula. But the neshama of the struggle is defined where is our heart. My brother may be well. He's in Lakewood now. We don't see eye to eye in every single one of life's issues. But one of the things that he pointed out to me, which was very, very powerful, when he came back learning in Eretz Yisrael for many, many years, and there's some things, when you hear MS, it's MS. My brother said to me the following. He said, Chaimel, do you remember when we used to watch the football games? He said, there were cheerleaders at the football games? He said, yes. Do you remember that's a struggle of Shmiras Einayim? Yes. Did you ever notice, Chaimel, that the football players never once look at the cheerleaders? You know what? I didn't think about that. Yeah, that's true. Said, why? These guys, some of them have been indicted on rape, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Some of them are known as great mushchasim. yet they're never looking at them. What's the pshat? I'll tell you the pshat, he said to me. The pshat is that they know their heart is in the game right now. And they know for the next 3-4 hours, they're going to be memorizing Coach Watson's plays and going to be entirely focused for the rest of the week. They can do whatever they want. The question is, where's the lave? Where is our heart? What does our lave really, 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 really want? So how do we go about it? How do we go about internalizing this idea of where is my lave? How do I prioritize what my lave really, really wants? So Rabbi Osai, I just want to share with you 3 simple ideas. The idea behind this Sichas Moser is short, quick idea, and give you something to think about. Think about it, Rabbi Osai. Where is our lave? The battle does not start when you get on the subway. The battle does not start when you open up your computer. The battle starts now. It starts right here in the Beis Medrash. It starts where a person begins to think about, what is my lave really showing for? For sure we need Gedarim. For sure there's no way that a Ben Torah could survive with a computer without a filter. No way, it's impossible. And we see it. Rabbeim that are speaking to Talmidim in the States and so on and so forth, everybody, talk to all your Rabbeim. Everybody knows you need that. But the filter is not enough. Sometimes, you know, I find it cute that sometimes guys come on the bus, man. Sometimes guys come on the bus and they're reading Sfarim like this. You know, hoping that that's beautiful to read Sfarim. The biggest sefer you're going to get is not going to protect a Shmir Seinayim. The smallest sefer with the lave that's patuach, that the lave wants kedusha, so that is the individual that's going to succeed in the Avodah Sekodesh. Not the size of the filter, for sure a filter is very, very important, but at the end of the day we have to decide what is it that we really, really, really want. So 3 eitzos, Rabbi Osai. First of all, every eitz always has to start with tefillah. We have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu for siyata d'shmaya. Shiveinu avinu l'sodei secha. We have to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu pashut for siyata d'shmaya. It is good. Many ways the war that's going to define who we are. I'm not talking hechere and yanim. I'm not talking about the loftier components for sure that are involved. I'm just talking about basic things. My wife's a nutritionist. She says, you are what you eat. From a ruchnius perspective, it's not you are what you eat, but you are what you see. The moach, the brain, photographs every single thing that we see, and that becomes an indelible part of us. So we have the daven for siyata d'shmaya, but maybe there's something deeper in the koach of tefillah. And that is, what are we pointing out? The battle starts acharei levavchem. What is tefillah? Tefillah is avodah shebelev. In other words, the more and more a person begins to purify his lave, and what his intention is when he's standing in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if he devotes some time to really feel Shvisi Hashem L'Negdi Samid, then his lave will have a process of greater tahara. That's number one. Many years ago, when I gave this shmooze, we used to have Rav Ifra and I used to have a summer kollel here. So many years ago, I asked Rav Nevinsal what an eitza before that shmooze. I asked him an eitza for what he suggests. And in a way, Rav Nevinsal's response was almost inevitable. And that's the response of, you would ask any gadol b'Torah, that's what he would say. And what did he say? What was Rav Nevinsal's eitza? What would you say? So my Rebbe suggested, Torah! Tell the Talmidim Torah. Sitting and learning Torah, that's what's going to do it. So this time, today I asked him, I said, Rebbe told me Torah, but why? How can I explain to Talmidim why Torah is going to do it? So he said to me, it's a Beferish Rambam. But listen to the Lashon of the Rambam at the end of Yisurei Bia. Says the great Rambam, Yisairam Mikolzos, in the end of Yisurei Bia, the Rambam is discussing struggling with the Yetzirah. Yifne atzmo machshavto ledivrei teira v'yarchiv daitoi bechochma she'ein machsheves arayos miskaberes ela, notice the word of the Rambam, ela belev panui min hachochma. The Rambam says that Torah defends because the Rambam says that's what gets at the leiv. If a person is amal the Torah, he invests himself entirely in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. So that's what Rav Neven Sal was telling me. It's not just that Torah is some type of antidote, but the Rambam describes that that's mamish getting at the milchama of where the leiv is and what the leiv is. Finally, one more simple etza. Chazal darshin the Gemara Yuma daflan lamites on the pasuk v'iskadashtem v'yisem kedoshin. Make yourself holy so you will become holy. Says the Gemara, be mekadesh yourself a little, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sanctify you a lot. Is that stam? Siyata d'shmaya, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you do a little bit of Kedusha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you be mashlim Kedusha? Yes and no. For sure, the Gemara means that upstairs, if God sees that we add something of Kedusha, something tiny, something small, something very, very, very small. I say that when I'm going to go on the bus, I'm going to learn from a small pocket Mishnayos. One Mishnah, not the whole time. But something, v'iskadashtem, v'yisem kedoshim. But it's more than that. The moment a person prioritizes, the moment a person says, Kedusha is important to me, then that's the combat. That's the Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Nechem. He's defining what is his lave is. So these are the three etzos. Well-known etzos, but maybe we can understand that these three suggestions are really part of the essence of the melchama. Lo sasuru achrei levavchem. It all starts where the lave really is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the siyata d'shmaya, that our avodah here in Eretz Yisrael should not be the abar b'nos cats. So many of us are putting in so many hours on a melus b'terah, so many hours of learning from our rabbeim davening, but at the end of the day, we have to ask ourselves, Rachmana liba boy, where is the leiv? And with that, we'll be zocha be'ezer Hashem for a little bit of kedusha, and then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be mosif much more.